Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci, and this year Fred is media partner of the EFP's Producers on the Move networking platform, which is taking place at the Cannes Film Festival. The aim of this initiative is to assist European producers in finding partners for their upcoming projects, to strengthen industry networking opportunities, and to offer a platform where the producer's potential is recognised. Here is a clip featuring one of 20 of the most energetic, emerging producers from across Europe who have been selected to participate in this networking platform.
Emanuele Nespeja, I'm Italian and I was born 40 years old in Prato, a small medium manufacturing town near Florence. I moved to Rome in 2003 to make real my childhood dream, to be a cinema director. Then, a bit by chance and a little out of necessity, I started doing production and I realized that the profession of producer in Italy not only was few considered, but also not so professional. It's not enough to have money to make the producer. You have to know how to combine technical, artistic and economic knowledge. In short, a real interesting craft, full of emotions and twists. And from my point of view, of course, more interesting than to be a director. Every year people search for new authors and directors, not considering the role of the producer, the main engine, technically speaking, in the making of the film. I started to be a producer in a company called Fabbrichetta 10 years ago, together the producer Gianluca Arcopinto. Then I met Mario Mazzarotto and Movimento Film, which even today I'm partner, and with whom I started thinking in international co-production as an important opportunity both to find new economic resources and new narrative and artistic incentives. Finally, in 2013, I decided to found my own production company based in Tuscany, Solaria Film. In these years, I produced and co-produced a dozen films with no real logic, following sometimes instinct, sometimes an author, and sometimes the opportunity. But I like to find a thin trait d'union that binds each other all my projects, not only a formal quality and an avant-garde style, actually a long tale of loneliness trying to break free and return to life. Among the films made, I like to remember with Fabbrichetta, La Città Invisibile, the debut by Giuseppe Tandoi, who courageously and irony tried to tell the love and the renaissance in L'Aquila, a town destroyed by the earthquake, and Notizie degli Scavi, the last film by Emidio Greco, a great author in our cinema history, a testament reflecting on the time, on the look, and how they are both essential for visual storytelling. Before to work with Movimento Film, I was already selected several times at the Venice Film Festival, but the satisfaction of being selected in competition at Sundance, the prestigious American Film Festival, has really excited me. The Future, by Alicia Scherson, a co-production among Chile, Germany, Italy and Spain, after Sundance won an award in Rotterdam Film Festival. Producing Banat, The Journey, it was literally an adventure that allowed us to discover a director like Adriano Valerio, who we'll talk about in the coming years, and wonderful colleagues in countries such as Macedonia, Bulgaria and Romania, among which I quote a real talent like Ada Solomon, who first discovered the project. Banat, after released in Venice Film Festival Critics Week, it made us go around the world from Busan, Korea, till Palm Springs, Los Angeles. With my youngest company, Solaria Film, I made my first TV series experience, a Discovery Channel program. I do this job mainly because I loved and continue to love a certain kind of cinema with which I grew up and who taught me to watch the world by more points of view, forcing myself to understand the relevance and complexity of the silence, the time, and the storytelling. I produce festivals film, or we used to say art house film, movies that have day by day less marketing and audience appeal. So, obviously, I'm pretending to develop projects stronger even for the market. Like Glass Boy, a teen movie about the clash between virtuality and reality, or Nothing to Lose, an international thriller. Yet, my ambition continues to be able to earn money by producing no standard projects, such as White Flowers, the project that I'm bringing to producer on the move in Cannes, a true visual poetry, far from the classic narrative rules. However, my dream is to tell more and more important and beautiful stories, hoping to meet more audience than possible, and on the next future, having the chance to spend time in Los Angeles, maybe during the Oscars gala.
Thank you very much for listening. I'm Matt Micucci, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.